Perhaps some of you remember who were here last week that we spoke a little bit about who is God. And we reminded ourselves that the Bible teaches that there is one God, that we have one Lord and one God. And I gave you one or two little phrases that we can use to remember the kind of God that we have. We said that God is a spirit and he doesn't have a body like we do. That means that he can be everywhere at one time, and he is everywhere at one time. God can be anywhere all the time. He is an eternal God. He is a spirit. He is not confined to a body like ours. God never changes. He's always the same. God is all powerful. He created everything. God is all wise. He knows everything. Everything about us, everything about our family, everything about what goes on in the world. There is nothing hidden from the eyes of God. And God is holy. That is something that we always need to remember. We are not holy. We are sinful creatures. We do things that are wrong. We do things that are bad. We do things that we ought not to do. But God always does that which is right and perfect and holy. And that also has another effect, because our sin prevents us from approaching God. We are not able to go to God because we are sinful creatures. And if you remember the story of Adam and Eve, you'll remember that because of sin, they were shut out of the presence of God. They were put out of the garden where once they had enjoyed fellowship with God. But I might have told you something else about God last week. I didn't mention this, so I'm going to mention it now. God is love. God is love. And that means that God loves his people. Though he is such a holy God, though he is such an all-knowing and all-powerful God, he loves his people. He loves men and women, boys and girls like you and like me. And when we learn about God, it is always good for us to remember that God is much bigger than we are. That God is much more profound than we can ever fully understand. He's more wonderful than just mere men and women. And when we begin to learn about him, what we really discover is that for all we know, there is so much more that we don't know. Now, some of us have been reading the Bible for a lot of years, and we still discover things that we haven't learned before. And when we come to study God, we need to remember that he is, in a real sense, beyond our understanding. Let me give you an example. The Bible teaches that there is one God. But the Bible also teaches that there are three persons in the Godhead. There is God the Father, there is God the Son, and there is God the Holy Spirit. That's not three gods, that's one God. There is one God in three persons. The three persons are sometimes called the Trinity. So if you hear somebody talking about the Trinity, or God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you've not to think about three different gods, for the Bible tells us there is but one God in three persons. That's hard for us to understand, but it's what the Bible says, and we believe what the Bible says. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, this verse is given to us by the apostle. He says, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, that is the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Not just that they agree together, but that they are one God. And some people say that's a hard thing to understand, that three are one and one are three. But then, don't you agree with me that if we knew everything about God, then God would be much smaller than we are, and we would be able to understand all about him? It would be like we were God and he was us. The truth is that God is wonderful and marvelous, and we believe what he has told us about himself. The Bible says that God the Father sent God the Son into the world to die for sin. And God the Son sent God the Holy Spirit to apply the gifts of God's grace and mercy to sinners like us. All the persons of the one true God work together to accomplish the salvation of the people that he loves. And he gives us understanding of these things by faith in him. I want to give you a little reading. This is just really for the young people to show us where the Bible expressly teaches about the three persons of the Godhead. Do you remember when Jesus was starting his ministry? He came into the place where John the Baptist was baptizing. He came to the river Jordan. And John was baptizing, and Jesus went to John and he said to John, John, I want you to baptize me. And John said, I can't baptize you. You're the Son of God. You should be baptizing me. And the Lord Jesus said, no, John, you need to baptize me because that's the right thing to do. And in Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, we read these words. Jesus answering said unto John the Baptist, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he was baptized. And when he was baptized, Jesus went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now do you see all the persons of the Godhead working and testifying together there? God the Son was baptized. When he was baptized, he came up out of the water and he saw the heavens open, and God the Spirit descended like a dove and rested upon him. And God the Father spoke these words and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. One true God, three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We sometimes have a little doxology at the end of our sermon. One of the doxologies that the Apostle Paul left with the church is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. Listen to this. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.